un-English church in GCC in Canada.
上次我来的时候，你们是唯一一个不是英文的教会在加拿大的一个 GCC 的里面。
But since then, we have had a church plant that's launched in Quebec and does their services in French.
这个以后我们又开始另外一个计划，要在魁北克建立一个讲法文的教会。
So we are learning how to be multilingual.
我们在学习怎么样多种语言。
And that's a great blessing for GCC.
这是非常大的一个祝福对于 GCC 来说。
We just had our conference this past week here in Oakville.
刚刚在这周过去一个国内的一个 conference 一个会议。
And close to 600 people came together to be trained and to worship the Lord.
有大概600个人一起来被训练和一起来敬拜神。
And it was great to have some of you at that conference.
也非常高兴有一些人也我们教会也参与了。
Well, as we think about your church,
我们在考虑你们教会的事情
and as it grows and moves forward,
怎么样能够成长，能够向前走
As you know, we're going to work with the potential elders.
知道我们会在将来的可能的长老当中一起来工作
And the training of those elders.
我在训练这个将来可能的长老
And so it's a privilege for me to come here and speak to you before we start that process.
这是非常重要对我来说，先跟你们去分享这个信息，然后我再开始训练。
Because I want to speak to you as the church.
我想跟你们说，因为是一个教会。
The elders are a part of the church.
长老是教会当中一部分。
And the things that are responsibilities for them.
我们这个长老的责任对于教会对于信徒来说
The things that are qualifications for them
有关这个长老的职分的问资格的问题
Many times are the same things that are for all of us
很多时候我们是同样的一个事情是对所有人都是有意义的
But they carry a responsibility in a different way
担他的责任他是对所有的信徒都会有影响
They are called to serve in the church by leading
他们被呼召是要服务这个整个教会带领这个教会
And so we have the privilege to sit in the front row, as it were.
我们有这么一个这个职分，我们可以坐在前面来这个侍奉这件事情。
And watch how God builds His church.
我们来看上帝怎么建立这个教会。
What a blessing it was to see the youth leading worship.
我们也被祝福，我看到你们怎么样来敬拜神。
When I came in, your pastor was teaching in your Sunday school.
当我来的时候，看见你们牧师在这个教主日学。
And a result of faithfulness in those things, people get saved.
这很重要的一个信心就是信徒真的要被得救。
They get baptized.
他会被会受洗。
They grow up in their sanctification.
他会在这个成圣的过程当中逐渐的成长。
And we get to see that.
我们可以看到这些的事情。
We also get to be a part of it.
我们也是参与这个当中的。
And that's a great thing. I hope you're encouraged by that.
这是非常重要的事情，我希望你们都得到鼓励。
My message today is called "There's Too Much at Stake."
我的信息是叫太多的事情非常的重要。
You see, the church isn't our idea.
这教会是我们的一个看法。
It's not GCC's idea.
不是一个GCC 的一个看法。
It's not Pastor Luke's idea.
也不是一个牧师的看法。
The church is God's idea.
是上帝对教会的看法。
The church is God's plan for doing His work.
是上帝建立的教会要做成上帝的工作。
And therefore, it gives us a great opportunity and responsibility.
所以上帝给我们很重要的一个机会，也给我们一个责任，要服侍这个教会。
An opportunity for the church to see growth.
给我们的这么一个一个好处是让我们看到教会的这个成长。
An opportunity for the gospel.
给我们一个机会，让我们可以讲福音。
That others might come to know our Savior Jesus Christ.
其他人可以来到这里，让我们认识我们的主耶稣基督。
And an opportunity for the glory of God.
给我们的机会能够看上帝的荣耀。
Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
不管你们做什么，是吃吃喝，都在荣耀神。
And so I want to talk to you today about two things.
我今天要跟你们分享两件事情。
Two focuses that we find in the text that we've already read.
两件事情我们在这个经文当中看到我们要专注的事情。
Now, the first part of this message is a word to the elders.
第一个部分就是对长老所说的话。
But it's not just for them. There's lots that all of us can be instructed in.
我不单是对长老说，也是跟所有的信徒都有关的。
And so let's move into the text and let's see. What God is teaching His church in 1 Peter.
让我们进入到经文里面看上帝怎么这个讲什么长老事情。
This is a church that was going through suffering.
这是一个教会，他会有会一些承担一些的难处。
It's a church that is facing difficulty.
这个教会会面对一些的困难。
And Peter writes to them to give them some help and some encouragement.
彼得写信给他们一些的鼓励，一些的劝勉。
So let me pray and then we'll dive right in.
让我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for the privilege to be here today.
天父，感谢给我们这个机会，今天。
Thank you for the freedom that we have to open your word.
给我们这样一个自由，可以传递你的话语。
And I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit might work in my heart first and the heart of your church.
我祷告上帝，你的圣灵会在我们心里，也在教会里面做工。
That we'd be better prepared to serve you for your kingdom.
让我们很好的预备来服侍你的教会的。
There's too much at stake, Lord, in a world that has no hope.
这太多非常重要的事情，我们需要在里面去强调。
So we ask God that you would lead during this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
求上帝带领我们，用基督之名，奉耶稣的名祷告。
So the first thing I want you to see is the relationship or the rapport that Peter had with this church.
我先跟你讲一下有关长老之间他们彼此的这个团契的关系，有关在这个。
He says in verse 1, So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed.
第一节说，我就做长老，做基督受苦的见证。同享后来要想显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。
Peter calls himself a fellow elder.
彼得把他自己变成说成是长老之一。
He did not see himself as being greater.
他没有看他自己是更大的长老。
He also knew that these folks he was writing to, this wasn't his flock.
他甚至知道说这些只是牧养当中的这个他自己也是主的羊之一。
So he speaks to them as a servant.
他看他们好像一个仆人一样。
Who is writing to help them and encourage them.
他写信去帮助他们和鼓励他们。
He also talks about a witness to the suffering of Christ.
他做这个见证，他是主耶稣基督受苦的见证人。
He says, I saw it. I saw the suffering.
他说我看过主的这个受苦。
I see your suffering.
我看到你们的受苦。
He lived that suffering.
他活在我们的这个苦难的这个里面。
And so as he speaks to them as a fellow elder,
跟他们说你们是我们长老之一，是一个团契。
He speaks with one who has credibility.
他说我们的在对上面的一个责任。
He speaks with one who has a strong foundation.
我们有一个非常稳固的一个根基。
And he speaks as one who can motivate or spur them on.
他看到我们有一个力量能够推动我们向前走。
He was a witness of the suffering of Christ.
他是基督受苦的见证人之一。
Without the suffering of Christ.
没有基督的受苦。
Without the shed blood of Christ.
没有他真正的为主的。
Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣基督的流血和复活。
There is no hope.
那是没有盼望的。
And so the foundation of the church is based on the work of Jesus Christ.
教会的根基是在耶稣基督的工作的上面。
Says, I was a witness of the suffering of Christ.
我是基督受苦的见证人。
But then he says also that we are partakers in the glory that is to be revealed.
我们也是在基督的荣耀里面一同得着的。
Not only is there the struggle, not only is there the difficulty,
现在有个挣扎，不单是一个困难。
But our citizenship is not here.
我们的公民身份不是在这里。
The glory that is to be revealed speaks of what is to come for every follower of Jesus Christ.
神的荣耀是给所有的跟基督荣耀的人一起的。
And so as Peter speaks to this group,
彼得对这些人来讲话。
He speaks of one who has relationship.
他有关系的人在讲话。
Not only with them, but more importantly, with the Lord Jesus Christ.
不单是他们也和耶稣在一起。
In verses 2 and 3, he moves into what is their role? What is the role of the elders?
第二节第三节讲到长老的角色是什么。
He doesn't talk in this passage about the qualifications.
他在这一段并没有讲到长老的资格的问题。
The qualifications of an elder are laid out in 1 Timothy and in Titus primarily.
长老的资格是在提摩太前书和提多书的里面讲过。
But here he talks about their role.
他讲到长老的这个角色。
What do elders do?
长老应当做什么？
And in verses 2 and 3 he says they shepherd the flock that is among you.
第二节说他要牧养我们中间神的群羊。
Elders of the church have an accountability for the flock.
教会的长老是对教会的这个信徒有责任的这么一个角色。
Your pastor as an elder has an accountability to God for the flock.
你们这个教会的牧师是对神有责任，是对神的羊有责任的。
And you should pray for him.
您当为教会的长老祷告。
And you should pray for the other elders.
你要为教会所有的长老祷告。
They're not perfect men.
他们不是完美的人。
Sometimes they make mistakes.
有的时候他们会做错事情。
And sometimes they sin.
有的时候他们也会被罪所行。
And yet we praise God because he is the one who forgives.
你要祷告神，他是被神所赦免的人。But
he says here that your job is to shepherd the flock that is among you.
长老的责任是要牧养在神，在他们当中神的群羊。The
word shepherd or pastor them.
要牧养他们，会带领他们。You're
to care for them.
要关心他们。You
are to feed them.
要喂养他们。You
are to direct them.
要带领他们，给他们指引方向。You
are to prepare the way for them.
要准备，然后要带领他们。You
are to love them.
要爱他们。Sheep
are not very smart.
羊并不是很聪明的。They
need to be directed.
他们需要被带领。They
need to be led.
他们需要被带领。They
need to be cared for.
他们需要被关心。Now
I'm not saying you're not very smart.
我没有说你们不是很聪明。I'm
a sheep too.
我也是一个羊。
But all we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都像羊一样。We
have turned everyone to his own way.
我们自己都会走自己的人生的道路。And
the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
神会把我们放在一起，成为他的。They
are to shepherd the flock among you, exercising oversight.
你要牧养神的群羊，然后你要做他们的监督。Now
that's the idea of a bishop.
这是一个有关监督的这个角色。The
principle of bishop and elder and pastor.
有关这个监督和长老和牧师的这个责任。
Although there may be some difference in function,
或者有其他不同的一个。Those
words in scripture are pretty much interchangeable.
这个在教会的当中是互相可以互换的。And
so what do they give oversight to?
应该怎么去做这个事?
In the church that I pastored in Markham,
他们有个测试在这个Markham。We
used to say it this way.
他们也会同样这样讲。The
elders are responsible for the doctrine and the discipline and the direction of the church.
长老负责有三个D，一个是神学的 doctrine， 一个是 discipline 对教会信徒的牧养，一个是教会的方向 direction。
They're also responsible for the discipleship of the people.
也对这个门徒的培训有责任。And
that's a heavy responsibility.
那是一个非常重的一个责任。The
elders can't do that alone.
长老不能自己做成这个事情。They
can't do it without the help of God first.
他不能没有神的帮助，首先他不能做。And
they can't do it without the church striving and moving together.
如果没有教会一起的帮助，他也不能做。But
they're called to exercise oversight.
但是呢，他被呼召要做这个全权的监督。And
then back in the text, it tells us some of the ways that they are to do that.
要回到这个圣经的当中，他有一些的事情他要去做的。The
first thing it says they are to do it willingly.
他第一件事情他是出于甘心。
Not forced,
不是勉强,
not coerced into doing something.
不是被强迫去做一些事情。The
role of being an elder is something that God places a calling on your life.
这个角色是上帝呼召他做这个角色。And
you do it willingly.
是甘心做这个事情。But
you also do it for Christ.
因为做这个事情是为了基督的缘故。Just
like when you serve in the church, if you serve just for the church, you won't last.
如果你就好像你在教会侍奉，如果你仅仅为了教会，你不会持续的。If
you only are a small group leader or work in the children's ministry because they need you to do it.
如果你仅仅做小组或者做这个儿童的事工，你需要去做它。When
it becomes hard, when it becomes difficult, you quit.
如果变得很难很困难的时候，你会。Because
there isn't a solid foundation underneath.
因为在这个最真正的这个牢固的根基的下面。
And so when the elders lead and serve in the church, they do it willingly for Christ.
如果这个教会的长老是为了基督缘故来服侍教会。He
is the reason.
他是可以持续的。
Says they also not only do it willingly, they do it eagerly.
不单是这个，也是出于乐意的。
Not for shameful gain.
不是出于这个贪心做这个事情，贪欲做这个事情。
Outside of the lead pastor or maybe an associate pastor in the church.
有带领的牧师，有配合的牧师。
Most elders don't get paid for what they do.
很多其他的这个长老是没有拿薪水。
They serve well, but it's not for shameful gain.
他们是愿意甘心做，但不是为了个人的参与来做。
It's not for money.
不是为了钱的缘故。
It's not to be placed up on a pedestal.
也不是放在上面做一个被人家称赞的。
But we serve eagerly.
他甘心的乐意侍奉。
Because we serve the church of Jesus Christ.
因为我们所服侍的是基督的教会。
As I said before, the church isn't my idea.
有关的教会都不是我的自己的这个主意。
The church is God's idea.
这是上帝的心意。
And so we should serve eagerly within the church.
我们很乐意侍奉是侍奉神的教会。
And that should be true for every follower of Jesus Christ.
这是对所有人来说，跟随基督人都是同样的一个原则。
In 2 Corinthians 2:17.
在这个哥林多后书的第二章的十七节。
It says, we are not like so many peddlers of God's word.
我们不像许多人为利混乱神的道。
We're not trying to sell something.
我们不是为了要卖什么东西。
But rather, we are communicating the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们要传递有关基督的上好的福音。
The text goes on and says, but we are men of sincerity.
我们乃是由于诚实。
We do it with a right heart.
我们对一个正确的一个心来对这个事。
And then it says, we are commissioned by God.
我们是和神在一起的一个侍奉。
Elders are commissioned to serve the church by God.
长老是靠着神的力量来侍奉这个教会。
And then it says this,In the sight of God, we speak in Christ.
在上帝的面前，我们是为了基督的缘故。
And so we do this role, we do this job with an eagerness and a passion.
我们在这个角色当中，我们甘心乐意做，是为了基督的这个缘故。
But we do it under the watchful eye of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们做这个是在基督的这个眼光的下面，在他的这个看顾的下面去做的。
That's a great.Hope and passion.
这是一个非常重要的一个盼望和激情来做的。
But it's also a heavy, heavy responsibility.
也同样是一个非常重的一个工作，繁重的工作。
We don't do it for fame or fortune.
我们做这个不是为了自己的名声和为自己的将来的什么好处。
We don't do it for power or pleasure.
我们做这个也不是为了有什么能有力量，有什么力量或者。有什么个人的得着。
We don't do it for self-interest.
我们不是为了个人的兴趣。
But rather we do it for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们做它仅仅为了耶稣基督的缘故。
So elders serve willingly and they serve eagerly.
长老是服事是出于甘心出于乐意。
But they also serve as an example.
他的侍奉通常也是用一个榜样来侍奉。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1,
在天上罗亚前书第一章
It says, you became imitators of us and of the Lord.
你们变成我们的样子好像我们效法我们好像我们效法基督一样。
It goes on in the text about in spite of severe suffering.
尽管有非常重要的一个逼迫。
In spite of the pressure that could squish you.
尽管那个压力到的地方我们会挤碎一样。
Literally, that's what that word severe suffering means.
那是真正的强大逼迫的这个意思。
It would be the picture of making wine from grapes and squeezing the grape till it was about to burst.
好像一个照片要把那个葡萄挤成这个汁一样的这样一个。
He says, you are living in that kind of pressure in 1 Thessalonians.
在天道的一些前书说你们活在这样一个情况的下面。
They were living under that kind of pressure in 1 Peter chapter 5.
你们活在这个压力当中也在彼得前书的这个第五章这里。
And then in the middle of that, he says, you became imitators of us and the Lord.
你们是变成效法我们和效法基督的这么一个。
Because the people saw that the leaders of the church were faithful in spite of the difficult seasons.
因为这个信徒也看见教会带领者他们是有信心尽管在一个非常困难的情况下。
Elders have a responsibility to be an example.
长老有这么一个责任去做信徒的榜样。
And as I said, we don't always do that perfectly.
我说我们不是一直可以很完美的做这个事情。
Sometimes we make mistakes.
有时候我们会犯错误。
And sometimes we sin.
有的时候我们会有犯罪的问题。
And when we do, we still need to be an example.
当我们做的时候，我们仍然还是要做信徒的榜样。
We need to be an example in the successes God gives us.
我们做这个榜样是上帝给我们的成
绩。We need to be an example in the failures that we go through.
我们有的时候会成为失败的一个榜样。
When an elder sins, there needs to be repentance and confession and restoration, and just like everybody else.
当长老犯罪的时候，他需要悔改，他需要被神重新挽回，和其他人一样的。
Because we are to be an example.
我们要做一个榜样。
We're an example in a calling.
我们的榜样是从神的呼召来的。
This role that men in your church will step up into.
这所有的每一个角人都要走这一步的，走这个道路。
It's a calling.
这是呼召。
It's not easy.
那不是很简单的事情。
The spotlight is always on you.
很多的这个激发一直在这个路程的当中。
At the conference we just had.
好像我们在这个conference里面所碰到的事情。
We gave everybody a winter hat to wear.
给每个人一个冬天的一个帽子。
We didn't need it this past week in Oakville.
我们现在还不需要它。
And it has the GCC logo on the front.
有一个 GCC logo 在帽子上面。
We gave them that hat because we wanted them give them something other than a coffee cup.
我给他们给这个就不给这个咖啡了，给那么一个帽子。
Too many free coffee cups.
咖啡太多了，咖啡卡太多了。
An elder has his elder hat.
长老有一个长老的帽子。
It never comes off.
它没有不能再下来。
It's like it's welded on your head.
你有在这个头上有这么一个帽子戴着。
Sometimes I hear an elder say, "I'm not speaking to you as an elder right now."
有时候我听到我长老说，我现在不是以长老身份跟你讲话。
And I understand what they're trying to say.
他说我明白你在说什么。
But your elder hat never comes off.
但是你的长老帽子不能再下来。
It's a calling by God.
你呼召被神呼召做长老。
It's not easy.
那不是简单的事情。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ."
保罗说，在哥林多前说，你们要效法我，好像我效法基督一样。
In Ephesians 5:1, he says, "Be imitators of God as beloved children."
在以弗所书说，也是效法主，好像蒙爱的儿女一样。
Being an elder requires consistency.
做一个长老要求他有个持续性。
It's not just a Sunday at 1:30, right? It's not just a Sunday at 1:30 until 3 o'clock.
不是仅仅在礼拜天的这个下午一点半到三点。
It's 24/7.
那是七天二十四小时。
It's being an example.
那是成为一个榜样。
It's done with intentionality.
那是一个持续的一个事情。
It's done with eyes of faith.
那是一个要定睛在信心上的一个生命。
It's willing to take a risk.
他有一个愿意去承受这个危险的这么一个愿望。
Let me tell you a story about your church.
讲一个有关你们教会的一个故事。
Are you ready for this, Pastor?
Yeah, that's okay.
It's been a privilege for us to work with your pastor and some of your leaders.
有机会跟我们教会牧师和一些带领一起来工作。
Your church had to make a decision about being part of a group that they were a part of or moving on to something else that they believed was right.
你们教会做这个决定，你们认为你们要做一个行动，你认为那是对的。
Not an easy journey.
那是不容易的一个路。
Some of you know of the attacks that have happened in that.
在这过程当中，很多人受到攻击。
But elders do the right thing because it's the right thing.
这个长老要做对的事情，因为那个事情本身是对的。
And they strive to do it in a way that brings glory to God.
他为了事情去做，是为了上帝的缘故。
With eyes of faith for where we might go.
要定睛这个信心的眼睛。
But willing to take the risk because it's the right thing to do.
愿意承受这个风险，是为了基督的缘故。
I'm thankful for your example, Pastor.
No, thanks God.
It's been an encouragement to me. And for others in our movement who are watching and seeing and are encouraged by faithful elders.
这是一个彼此的鼓励。
All right, we hear about his relationship.
要再讲有关系的问题。
Then we learn about their role.
长老的责任，角色的问题。
But there's some great news here. There's a great reward.
这是有个好消息，这是长老的意思。
In verse 4 it says, "And when the chief shepherd appears,"
到第四节说，当你们牧长显现的时候，
"you will receive the unfading crown of glory."
你们必得永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
There's a blessing that's coming. There's a crown that's coming. And I believe we'll lay those crowns at the feet of Jesus anyways. But there's an unfading crown of glory that's coming for faithfulness. In the Olympics back in those days, when he's writing, you would receive a laurel of flowers. You didn't get a gold medal around your chest like you do today. And those flowers eventually would fade. But those flowers were given to the winner. Those were the ones who were victorious. There's a crown that's coming for faithful servants. But Peter says it's not going to fade away. And so when you're an elder, you may be led some days to wonder, is it worth it? It's so hard. But there's an unfading crown that's coming. Remember, our citizenship is not here. We look forward to a greater day. And that's not just true for the elders. That's true for every follower of Jesus Christ. And so Peter starts in this text by talking to the elders, instructing the church and helping them to understand. He moves on in the text and now he speaks to the others. Okay, elders, I've told you what I want to tell you. And now, church, there are some things I want to help you with. In verse 5, it says, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. He starts out by saying, be subject. He says, to the younger. To those who are less experienced or have less maturity. But then he goes on and he says, clothe yourselves, all of you. And so nobody's left out. It's not like he's just talking to the young adult. But he speaks to those with less experience and less maturity. But then he says, and all of you. And so what he's saying to them is for all of the church. It's for all of us to take note of. Young men. Let me say that a little differently. In my youth, I thought I had the answer to everything. I thought I had it all figured out. If there was a problem, I thought I was the one who could solve it. As you get older, you learn that you don't have it all figured out. And you haven't solved everything. And so the reminder to the young man is an important one. Be careful when you think you have all the answers. Even elders don't act alone. Elders act in plurality. Elders act in unity. But he says to them, be subject. Come under. We learn best when we are humbled in our walk with God. Hebrews chapter 13 talks about how the elders are going to give an answer. They're going to stand before God one day for what they've done. And so we need to pray for them. You should pray all the time for those who are in authority over you. We see that in Scripture over kings and over governments. But it's also true in the church for those who God has placed over us as the elders. And it can be other leader positions as well. He says, be subject. He also goes on in this text and he talks about humility. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. And so not only are we to be subject, but we are to be humble. Not false humility. Not humility that puts on a face when you're in the room, but when you get in the car on the way home, there's no humility. But true humility. I like this definition. Humility is understanding who you are in light of what God has done. Humility is understanding who you are in light of who God is. When I understand the work of Jesus Christ and what He did in humbling Himself in Philippians chapter 2, He humbled Himself. He became a servant. He was stripped bare. He hung on a cross. God, help me to humble myself because of what God has done and because of who He is. Humble yourself because He is holy. Humble yourself because He is just. Humble yourself because He is omniscient and omnipresent. Humble yourself because He's a God who is filled with grace and mercy. Humble yourself because He's a God who forgives. In the text, he says, Peter writes them with humility towards one another. Humility isn't something you put on. It's who you are. Do you remember when John saw Jesus baptizing more people than he was baptizing? In John chapter 3, and his followers were like, what's going on over there? And John said, he must increase, I must decrease. What a great picture of humility. Jesus Christ must be lifted up. And so in the word to the others, he tells them to be subject and to be humble. And then he tells them why that's so important. At the end of verse 5, he said, God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud. Are you a prideful person? God opposes you. That's what the scripture says. I don't like that verse. Because sometimes pride comes up in my life. I don't ever want to be in the place where I am in opposition to God. God opposes the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Pride says, I want what I want. The scripture teaches us, just wait and see how that works out for you. The gospel requires us to set aside our pride. The work of Jesus Christ brings us to the place where I realize I can't solve the problem between me and God. I come to the place where I understand Jesus Christ paid a price I couldn't pay. Jesus Christ satisfied the wrath of God.
耶稣为我们在神面前熄了他的愤怒。
And I have to admit I can't fix the problem.
我必须是顺服，但我不能够解决这个问题。
And by simple faith in Jesus Christ alone.
我需要有一个简单的唯独信心在基督耶稣里。
Turning in repentance and trusting Jesus.
我要悔改，然后完全地相信耶稣基督。
I'm saved.
我就会得救的。
Why is it so hard for people to be saved?
我这不是非常难对人得救的事情。
Because of pride.
因为是基督的缘故。
Because I want what I want.
因为我想我要我想要的。
The gospel is too simple.
福音是非常简单的。
I must need to do something. I must need to accomplish something.
我不是要做什么，不是要完成什么。
And yet the work of Jesus does everything.
所以耶稣基督他做成了所有的事情。
I don't earn it and I don't deserve it.
我根本不是赚来的，我也不配得的。
And I come by faith alone in Christ alone.
我真正是唯独基督，唯独信心。
And I'm saved.
我就会得救了。
Pride.
骄傲的事情。
Maybe you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ.
可能今天你从来没有真正信过耶稣。
And the reason is pride.
这个问题就是出在骄傲的里面。
God opposes the proud.
上帝阻挡骄傲的人。
But he gives grace to the humble.
但他赐恩给谦卑的人。
Pride is the opposite of grace.
这个骄傲是和谦卑是和恩典刚好是。
Pride always gets.
这个骄傲经常是我自己。
Grace gives.
恩典是给予。
Pride is about me.
骄傲是有关我自己。
Grace is about others.
恩典是有关其他人。
Pride says, I want.
骄傲是我想要。
Grace says, what do you want?
恩典是说你想要什么。
Pride says, give me.
这个骄傲说给我。
Grace says, I surrender.
恩典说我要降服在神面前。
Pride is me on the throne.
骄傲是我在这个冠冕上。
Grace is God on the throne.
这恩典是神在这个宝座上。
Pride says you don't matter.
这个骄傲是说你。
Grace says you first.
恩典说你是在前面的。
Pride says I know best.
骄傲说我知道的更好。
Grace says God you know best.
恩典说主你知道的最好。
Pride says serve me.
骄傲是说你要服务我。
Grace says serve others.
恩典是说我要服务其他人。
Pride is about my plans.
这个骄傲是有关我个人的计划。
And grace is about your plans.
恩典是有关别人的计划。
Pride is a badge of honor.
这个骄傲是我自己的冠冕。
Grace is a gift from God.
恩典是有关神的祝福。
Grace is the antidote to the poison of pride.
这个恩典是刚好是解决这个骄傲的这个毒的这么一个药剂。
Allow God to search your heart.
上帝要在你的这个心里面做工。
If some of those things on that list about pride described you.
如果有人觉得你的骄傲在这里面有一大串的一个列的表。
Then come before the Lord.
要到主的面前。
Confess your sin.
要在我们先认罪悔改。
Repent.
要悔改。
Ask the Lord to change your mind.
要求主改变你的。
Ask the Lord to change your view and look to God.
要改变我们自己对神的看法。
And then focus on the gospel.
要专注在福音的上面。
You see, back in that text it says, God opposes the proud.
再回到经文说神阻挡骄傲的人。
But he gives grace to the humble.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
He talks about that in some of the next verses.
他有讲一些有关，在下一节有在讲有关这些事情。
And very quickly, I just want to highlight a few things.
非常快的要强调几个点。
Because you have to be ready for the consequences.
你没有预备好这个结果。
But there is grace.
那是恩典。
You can't have victory over pride without grace.
你不能用自己的骄傲能够得到一些什么，没有恩典。
So in verse 6, he says, humble yourselves.
六节说你要。
Under the mighty hand of God, so at the proper time he may exalt you.
不在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你们升高。
Grace, means we humble ourselves. It's a choice.
恩典是让我们伏在神面前，是一个给我们一个选择。
Humble yourself because of what Christ has done.
谦卑我们自己，因为基督在前面。
In the next verse, in verse 7, he says, I'm casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. A life of pride is a life that's filled with anxiety.
如果是骄傲的,
Surrender your pride.
浮在神的面前,
casting all your care on Him. Casting all of your worries upon Him. Because He cares for you. God's grace being poured out on you. Being a person who is not a prideful person is a person filled with grace. Look down at the next verse. He says, be sober-minded or be alert. The roaring lion. I love this picture. It says, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. The lion is roaring. But to the follower of Jesus Christ, he is toothless. He doesn't get the victory in our lives. And he makes a lot of noise. And he causes us to be distracted. But we will require grace to be able to resist. Two more really quick thoughts. Stand firm. Look at verse 9. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering you are experiencing or experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world.
第九节,
as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to stand firm.
对于跟随基督人,
in Ephesians chapter 6, where it talks about putting on the whole armor of God,
以弗所书第六章讲的,
it says, and after you've done everything to stand,
当你所有事情都做好以后,
stand. Stand with the armor of God on. Stand with confidence, not because of who you are, because of who Jesus Christ is and what He's accomplished for you. He will give us the grace to stand firm. And then the last one, He'll give us the grace to be equipped and to equip. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So as Peter is giving this word now to the church, to the followers of Jesus Christ, whose responsibility is first to worship God, but in relationship to the elders, they're to be subject. They're to be humble. They're to understand that God opposes the proud. But He gives grace to the humble. And then one more quick thought. Lastly, we are to be focused. Verse 11 says, to Him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
十一节,
the elders serve as under shepherds under the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ.
长老是在牧长,
Jesus Christ is to be the focus of the elders and of the followers.
耶稣会看长老也会看所有的跟随者。
And requires and receives dominion forever and ever. Amen. It's a great day in the church when elders are leading under the headship of Jesus Christ. And the church is following Christ under the under-shepherds, the elders. But all of them together are doing it for the glory of God. God help us all to do that well. Because there's too much at stake. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. I am reminded again of your goodness and your faithfulness to your church. And in the structure that you have put in place with elders to be under shepherds, Father, we pray that you would raise up godly men in this church that would lead as under shepherds for your glory. That they would lead well for the church. They would never lead to please men. But only God to please you. And then God, I pray that you would raise up a church here that would serve well under the elders for the glory of Jesus Christ alone. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.